So we are live right now on the weekly AJS Ministry podcast. We praise God for all of you. This is called the Tabernacle of Fire in You, representing that there is always the joy of the Lord in our hearts. There's a fire, there's a spirit that says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I just want to thank God as we begin to start this weekly podcast. We have some exciting guests on today, and one in particular, High Parker Academy Alumni Association President, and that is none other than Sister Patrice. And she's trying to hold back that smile. There it is. There it is. We got it out. So Sister Patrice Moore, very humble woman of God. We thank God for her. And I want to read everybody, let everybody know. I'm going to pray first. But Father, we thank you for this opportunity to have this podcast every week where it's recorded on Zoom, Facebook live streaming, and we can send it out through our blog page and forward it on Facebook and other social media. But God, it's you that has made it possible for all the special guests that we've had over the last 8 months now, going on almost 8 months at the end of this month. And we praise God for every opportunity. We don't take it for granted. And God, we believe in miracles, and we believe in healings and deliverance and breakthroughs. And this podcast is not just a ministry of prayer and service, but we invite people with knowledge and information that could help shed light and resources to help others that are maybe less fortunate. But we want tonight to focus on High Parker Academy and what the Alumni Association is all about, to invite you to join I'm a former teacher of High Parker Academy. I have some sons and daughters that graduated from High Parker Academy. So we're alumni, hallelujah, in the house, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're thanking God for all of you that are on the line. I see an 815 number. I'm not sure who that is, but we welcome you. We welcome
Deacon Parham. Parham.
Hey, Deacon Parham. God bless you. I thought that number, 8775, one of the prayer warriors and a mentor for me. I thank God for this awesome woman of God. We have Marjorie Johnson on with us, High Park alumni. I'm not going to give her age, but she goes back a few years. But we welcome her with her wisdom and knowledge, and we're hoping Art Hines, a former teacher, Coach Hines, will get on with us. We also have Michael Gardner, class, I think 1991. 78. Is it 78? What year, Mike?
You better get that right.
Yeah, he ain't that
class,
young.
Class of 78, but listen, take some years off my life, I'm good.
I figured he'd like that, y'all. That's all right. We got Sandra. Sandra is Robert's on the phone with us, on the Zoom with us, and our host, our guest, rather, is Patrice. And we thank God for all of you. And as we pray and give God thanksgiving for what he's already done, our schedule basically is filled all the way. We have one opening that got canceled in August, but we've been booked up pretty good. God keeps giving us wonderful people. Hallelujah. Right as I got on, I got an email from someone, a text saying that they gave me something about two people to follow up with. So we praise God. So Mr. Patrice, I'm amazed at the work that you're doing. I don't know a lot about all that you're doing, but I love your spirit. I love the calmness that every time I talk to you, nothing seems to rattle you. I guess when you work with people as long as you have and as often as you do, you get kind of accustomed to work of people, and not shy, but just very focused. And that's the spirit that I see, a very concerned, committed. And that's the kind of future that we want High Parker Academy students to know. All these individuals that are on this line, they represent generations of people who've come through High Parker Academy. And even Pastor St. John Chisholm, he's a former teacher at High Park. I think he was teaching social studies at High Park Career Academy back in the day. God bless you. Welcome back. So he was there with me in the 70s, in the early 70s, and he was there, I think, to the 80s. But we welcome him as well. But Sister Marjorie, I want to read to you all a little bit about Sister Marjorie, and I want to share with you then the things that Michael Gardner, who is the president, vice president of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, largest transportation authority in the world, in the Northern Hemisphere, out of New York. And he's a graduate of 1978. And he was on with us several weeks ago, months ago now, but he was a guest 2 weeks ago. And he had this idea of, can we come together with the alumni and ask them, say, how can we support the alumni, all of us being alumni, how can we support the future of Hyde Park Career Academy via the via the Obama Center that's being built right across the street from Hyde Park Career Academy. And so we're grateful for that vision and ideas. There's a small group of us that have since joined the alumni that want to support what you're doing, to encourage you, Sister Patrice, that you're not by yourself, and that maybe this will help galvanize more of the alumni to come and support the vision of how does a multi-billion dollar industry of the Obama Center that's going to be built right across the street impact the quality of education, not just at Hyde Park, but even the feeder schools and the whole South Side and the West Side of Chicago. It just represents Chicago. Glory. And so let me tell you a little bit about Sister Patrice, okay? Hallelujah. So I'm going to read just a little bit about her background, and then we'll turn it over to her. And so, Father, we thank you and thanking God for our guest today, Patrice Moore, who is also a graduate of the class of 1991 out of Hyde Park Career Academy. She is now the president of the Alumni Association. That's all the different alumni groups that she's working to bring all these individual leaders together. So Patrice was born and raised in Chicago. She's a mother of two wonderful, beautiful children, two sons, ages 12 and 18. Professionally, she has been and is a human resource. She's been in human resource for over 20 years. She's attended Wilbur Forest University in Ohio, where she received her bachelor's degree in biology. She earned a bachelor's degree in human resources from the University of Phoenix, and then she went on and got her master's degree with a focus in human resources. Patrice was the youth director of Hyde Park Career Academy Junior Spartans Youth Football and Cheerleader Organization for 10 years, where she worked closely with Howard Griffin of the Denver Broncos, who's now retired. Patrice is currently a member of the Temple Ensemble of Christ Universal Temple, as well as the Temple Singer. That means she's a worshiper. The Toastmasters International, so we know that she can speak well. She's the president, as I said earlier, of the Alumni Association of Hyde Park Career Academy. Patrice is also a senior human resource business partner for Lear Corporation. She represents their company as one of the leading vendors for car manufacturing industries in this country. And they build seats and create ecosystems or e-systems for many of the cars that you see on the road today. And so if you want to contact her, you can contact her. I'll get that information. We'll post it up. God bless you, Brother David Allen, and anyone else that just come on. We welcome you. We turn it over. God bless you. We turn it over to now our wonderful guest, Sister Patrice Moore. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Quite welcome.
Thank you for having me. So I know that you mentioned earlier before we got started how we've been just having conversations about the Obama Center and it's them building it and just the exciting morale going on around this big project. And so we know that our school sits right there in the midst, right? Right there on Stony Island, and it's been there over 150 years because we celebrated the 150 of several years ago with that particular location. Of course, Hyde Park High School started, the first building was in the Hyde Park area, but that building on Stony Island has been there over 150 years. So we want to make sure that those students have a part in the process, with it being across the street from the school or right down the street from the school, we want to make sure that they are not forgotten. Being in high school over there, I could just remember my time. That's where you first start realizing who you are. And if in the midst of something that great, being the Obama Center being built over there, that's something that I think they shouldn't miss out on any opportunities. And so I know that there's been some organizations and so forth that offer internship opportunities and things such as that nature. But I know with this huge project coming up upon the horizon, we want to make sure that the students are benefiting in a way that will really shape their being as they're coming into their young adulthood and they're going through coming out of a pandemic. You know, a lot of the students there, especially the freshmen from the 2020 school year, have not been in the building. So they had to spend their freshman year at home virtually. And so now you figure when the center is done, they'll still be there. So they'll be juniors, you know, maybe going into the junior year. And what a way to finish out that experience, that high school experience, being a part of something this magnificent. And so as the alumni, so a lot of people don't even know that the Alumni Association existed. They know, you know, of course, that we give a picnic every year and that's all fun and dandy, but we do, there's a lot more to the organization. They have done so much. I've been a part of it probably since about 2013, maybe. So it's been just working with them and making sure that we're visible in the school. Of course, Marjorie is on, and when they were first working with the Alumni Association, they would go in and actually mentor and do tutoring and take part in the Black History Alive celebration that the school would have. When we celebrated the 150th, we actually raised funds and we were able to give $10,000 to the school, and it went the update of the auditorium. And so, you know, being able to see your dollars go to work and actually help the school in a way that's productive and encouraging to our young adults, I think is a great opportunity. And so here we are again, you know, an opportunity for the school to shine and for people to know that we're there. With the Obama Center being in the area, of course, that's going to shine some light on the surrounding businesses and of course the school. The YMCA is there, Jackson Park, you know, and so all of that will be a part of this history making moment. And so the Alumni Association wants to make sure that, you know, we provide whatever support that we need to with the students and the project managers that are on working with on the job and everything. And, you know, we've been talking about two major topics, you know, as far as making sure that there's like tutoring opportunities, scholarship opportunities. The Alumni Association does give a scholarship every year. So we usually, it all depends whenever we have fundraisers and of course the picnic, our yearly picnic and things such as that nature, we always just raise as much as we can and give to deserving students and so forth. And so if we could get, you know, more headway with the scholarship program, that would be great, because when seniors are preparing for college, one of the major stresses is, how am I going to pay for it? How am I going to pay for this? We don't want, it would be wonderful if we can get majority of kids who are interested in higher learning opportunities to not go toward a loan. You know, a loan has to be paid back. Student loan, you know, they're good for the moment, but when you're done, you're just like, oh my goodness, I've been out of college for quite some time and I'm still, the student loan thing is still a moment for me. It hits a soft spot, you know, in my heart, deep down. So and that's what scholarships do, right? You know, there are academic scholarships, sports scholarships out there, but what about that child who's not an athlete? What about that child who may not necessarily have straight A's, or they may not have a 3.0? You know, the average scholarship GPA requirement is about 2.8. You may be able to find one 2.7, 2.8. But what about that kid that has a 2.5, but they really want to go to college and they really want to do what they have to do to make it in this world? So that's where those scholarship opportunities come in, you know, anything that we can provide them. And provide resources while they're there to help them to boost their ACT score or SAT score if they need to. Any type of program that can help them to be able to compete with the other kids in the nation and so forth. And so that's why scholarship is so important. We want to relieve that extra tension of how am I going to pay for my education. Also, like with internship opportunities, maybe I don't want to go to college, but I want to learn a trade. Mm-hmm. That is a huge opportunity for students to work side by side with some of the construction that's going on. There are so many different plans in place as far as parking structures, where they're going to park. So many minor details that we, the consumer, we don't think about that because we're not in the planning stages. But those are actually learning opportunities for students who may not want to go to college, but I want to learn a trade and I want to be able to, you know, go into construction or be an electrician, you know, things such as that nature. So internship opportunities could provide those, you know, experiences for those children. And so, yeah, that's, I know I'm going on and I can go on forever. This is exciting and it's motivating, you know?
I think what you've shared is the heart of why Michael Gardner and myself and Sandra and the other members that have been meeting for the last four or five months now, I think. Is am I right about Sandra? About 5 months that we've been back and forth and came up with some ideas, and we had three pages worth of information. We narrowed it down, as you said, to two focus areas. As Michael Gardner, who's all the way from New York, he's in New Jersey, I think, right now. Mike, can you hear me? Because I know he's, I don't know
yes,
if he's
I can
on,
hear you.
It looks like he's on the way to a meeting. So let's hear from him, because she was speaking, Mike, and sharing the desire for scholarships, the desire for tutoring, the desire for more of those services and internships. And I know that you had some information we didn't have, and maybe some more since the last time I talked to you. You want to share and update us on where we are with, there was a communication we had with in the business from High Park. I think that was Brother Allen that was on, and someone else may have been on. We just want to update with the thoughts of in terms of going forward.
So yes, when I was in Chicago a few weeks ago, I had a meeting with the principal, who's all in, and then the athletic director, who's all in, and then, you know, come to find out their life stories, both the principal and the athletic director come from the Robert Taylor Homes. And wow. the person who they brought in, who's on that last call, sort of kind of adopted him. He was a high school basketball coach. Both of them played major college basketball, came back, got into the education field, got their master's, and fast forward, one is a principal at High Park, and the other one is the AD. And so we had been working with some of the businessmen who have major contracts, like Michael Sutton, who has a major engineering company based in Chicago, but offices are also here in New York. Has a $140 million prime contract on the Obama Center, has pledged to equip the girls and boys high school basketball teams with sneakers and other kind of equipment. And so these are some of the stuff that we wanted to do that have a positive impact on the students at High Park. Now, as soon as we get through with this call, we're going to circle back around and we're going to prioritize four major items. And then basically then we're going to coordinate a meeting with the Alumni Association, essentially to have a meeting with Turner Construction. And so as the president of the Alumni Association was just talking about college scholarships, in addition to college scholarships, let's have a conversation about paid internship programs, both at the high school level. And for those high school students who go to college and come back, let's have paid college internships for them as well. Secondly, to have a group of senior Turner Construction executives adopt a school. And so they can be incorporated into the 100 Black Men of Chicago Saturday morning mentoring programs, in which Carl Tutt, the president, of the Chicago chapter of the 100 Black Men, is currently have his members tutoring and mentoring high school students at Hyde Park High School on Saturday mornings. And so with me being the immediate past president of the 100 Black Men of New York City, and now I'm the chairman of the corporate board, both myself and Jack Golson, we're going to fly in and talk to some of the students about life issues, making great decisions, being great, but not being good, but being great, and bringing value to everything that you're doing in life. And so we're very excited that the Alumni Association now is going to be brought to the table so we can have some focused discussions on some positive impacts that's going to occur with some of those high school students who under ordinary circumstances would not have opportunities to be exposed to the world's largest construction contractor, Turner Construction, and their senior team and executives. And so I'm excited about being in the right place at the right time with the right people. And we are going to make this happen.
Man.
Thank you, Coach.
That's quite welcome. And that just goes to show you, I want to go and turn it back over to Patrice, but I want to say this. This started out as just a vision, an ideal. It started with a call that I was just calling some of the former athletes that I used to coach, and students and other students got involved. And Michael Garner is one of those who played baseball and was coached by Coach Hirons. And our commitment of how do you come back to help? And so out of a thought, out of a vision, just to say thank you to everybody, we're now getting ready to sit down and meet with the president of the Turner Construction Company that's building the Obama Center. And that's because of the alumni of Hyde Park are in positions to bring resources to the table. That's what this podcast is all about. That's why you're the guest tonight, Patrice, and Michael Gardner and Sandra and Marjorie Johnson and Sister Parham. Thank you very much, Brother David Allen. You coaching there right now at Hyde Park? Brother Allen, am I right about that?
No, I'm actually on the alumni committee. I'm not coaching at Hyde Park. Yeah, okay. But I'm on the alumni committee at this point.
Well, we want to get some response from you. Amen. And I don't have my notes from last meeting, but we want to welcome you as well. But Patrice, that's the next meeting. And one of the things, Mike, that we're also going to talk about in the future is having collaboration. As we get past this stage and talk about the construction and what we want people to do to help our students, we also want to look at a long-term discussions that collaborating with individuals that are in charge of the programmatic side of the Obama Library. And Mike knows the brother that's in charge of that because he met him at the White House. And so he has a working relationship with all these different people that he's bringing to the table to help build relationships for the future of Hyde Park Career Academy. And I'm just so grateful just to be a part of it. And because I was ready to throw the towel in and say, well, I don't need no stress. And he said, Coach, hold on to the miracle. You got faith. You've been pressing a long time. Don't give up. Don't answer. I ain't giving up. But, you know, your people. So we're just grateful that we're not doing it for anybody but the glory of God. Because Mike shared with us last week, Patrice, and turn it over to you and give your responses to this. And then we can open up. I'd like to hear from Marjorie as well, because she's been on the Alumni Association a long time. And she's a veteran of the Alumni Association. Even when I was a young kid, she was involved with the teaching and going to school at Hyde Park and all those things. And Pastor Chisholm, who's now a pastor, who taught at Hyde Park. So there are, and Sandra, who's a nurse who came out of Hyde Park. We want to give hope. And so Patrice, I turn it back to you. Thank you, Michael Gardner.
Yes, just, you know, we definitely, like you said, we want to give hope to the students. We're in the process now of like really trying to drive membership with the Alumni Association. When we have our picnic every year, we bring thousands of people together for the picnic.
Yes.
And we usually have an alumni tent set up there. So we are having one next year. We are going to be in person next year. This year, it will be virtual. Elder Seals, if you can show the flyer for the celebration. So on August 14th, the Alumni Association is hosting a fundraiser in lieu of our picnic, because this year, when we were doing the planning stages, we didn't want to risk, you know, we didn't know where COVID would be at this point. And look at God, it's open, you know, but it's okay. You know, we wanted to make sure that we were being safe with our family, our fellow alumni, our family members. And so this year, in lieu of the in-person picnic, we're going to have a virtual celebration. And so we will have, you can go to the Zoom that we have listed on the flyer. This flyer can be found on the High Park Alumni Facebook page. And so you can go there to get details, but we'll have DJs streaming because we're trying to kind of emulate the in-person picnic. Usually on the picnic, we have different DJs. There are alumni of High Park DJing and providing entertainment for us when we're in person. So some of those DJs have agreed to stream live from the den, the family den. So on August 14th, and it's from 3 to 7:30. If you would like to go to the family den, of course you can do that. Of course, they are expressing, you know, COVID measures and so forth. But the family den is located on 8942 Stony Island. Again, that's a Saturday, August 14th, from 3 to 7:30. And if you can't go, that's fine. You can log into the Zoom just to listen to the music. We'll do a lot of house music, but our main host DJ will be DJ Reverb. He's class of 80, so they're all High Park alumni. We'll have a special guest host, Ramonski Love, class of 80 as well. So he'll pop in and out, and you know him from GCI and on the radio. We'll also have DJ Dark Knight, who is class of 81, and DJ Kenny Ray, class of 80. And so they will kind of tag team DJ the music and everything and entertainment. And so while they're doing that, or even before, whenever the spirit moves you, you can give a donation using our Cash App. And so the Cash App is $HP Alumni. And another form is Zelle. So our email address you can use for the Zelle, and the email for the Alumni Association is hphsaa@yahoo.com. Flyer on the alumni page on Facebook, and you can donate at any time. We are 501c3 certified, and so all donations are tax deductible. If we just ask that if you send a Zelle or a Cash App and you want a tax deductible letter, we need to know your government name so that we can give properly. I have to say that. We need your government name. A lot of people's Cash App, you know, it may be a nickname or something like that, but in the memo of the Cash App and the Zelle, put your name, and we would like for you to put your class that you're representing as well. And that's the donation. So thank you, Elder Seals, for showing this flyer for us. Again, it's August 14th, and you notice we have both mascots on the flyer. You know, we're Indians, we are, but currently High Park is the Thunderbirds. And so we want to recognize both mascots because they both represent the school. But I just have Indian in my blood. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, that's generational. That's all right. It's a new generation, new season.
Yes, you know, we know the Thunderbirds, but I'm an Indian.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you because, and I think, is that $20 donation is the minimum?
So that's a suggested donation. If the spirit moves you to give more, we accept it. If you want to give less, that's fine too. You know, whatever your heart desires. But just know that all funds will go toward our scholarship fund, and that'll be for the 2021-2022 school year.
Last year, the year before last, how much did you all give out in scholarships? Can you share that?
The 2019-2020 school year, we gave out three $1,000 scholarships. And actually this year for 2020-2021 school year, we gave out two $1,000 scholarships.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, we surely want the opportunity for the business community to join in and the alumni to join in the future. And so I'm just going to release it in the atmosphere that with this work and this effort, with the building of the Obama Center, that the business community would support and give $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 scholarships, and even have some scholarships beyond that. Speak what is not as though it is, because we have power to speak it if we believe it. And so I want to encourage you all to just keep believing that the Lord will bless us and bring people together for the benefit of our future and our children at Hyde Park, our young adults at Hyde Park Career Academy as we go forward. And so, Sister Patrice, I'm going to take this down for a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Show it again. But for those of you that want to give a donation right now, just go to your Cash App and hit $HP Alumni, $HP Alumni. And for those of you that Zelle, HPHSAA, HPHSAA at yahoo.com, and you can Zelle that $100, that $1,000 that you're being led right now to
give. Speak it, money coming, yes.
Watch God bless you for giving. Right. That's the ministry. And I'm not begging. I'm just telling you, you got to give it up for the glory of God. And that's watch right. God bless us. Hallelujah. Watch God bless these children. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're the light. You got to be the light. And that's why this is called the tabernacle.
Absolutely. Thank you. We received that. We received that.
Amen. So we want at this time to give you a chance to share some other thoughts. But I want, if you would, if you don't mind, since we have some younger alumni with us, we're going to start off with Sister Marjorie and asked her if she'd like to share some reflections and some thoughts about going forward.
Well, I am excited to hear what I have heard today and the progress that's being made, your connection with the principal and the other entities that are instrumental and impactful within the Obama situation as far as Turner Construction. Also, I want to thank you, Anton Sills, Elder Sills, and Michael Garner for your membership to the Alumni Association. We appreciate that. At this point, I think we are off to a really good involvement and entity to connection to move forward for the benefit of the students. The fact that you have connected with the principal, and that was one of the issues that we were stumbling through at first. Well, I did have a conversation with Mr. Ross when we were celebrating Linda Murray's, well, not celebrating, but having her memorial. And I was hoping to get more information from him, but I'm glad that he's on board. And it looks like we are really on a good treadmill to do some wonderful things for our students. And I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And you've been involved and you've given your life to Hyde Park as an alumni associate. And you've served as president, if I'm not mistaken, for many years. And so we're just grateful for the wisdom and the knowledge that you bring to the table and the willingness to continue to serve. And I think the charge that we have today, all of us on the line, is how do we help Sister Patrice bring more and more alumni to be a part of the association, not just for the sake of partying or celebration for a fundraiser, but to be able to, when you can bring people together under the Alumni Association, and there are a lot of professional and non-professional people very successful. See, we get it wrapped up to just because you don't have a big name that you're not successful. That's not true.
Right.
So there's a lot of people who are just weren't the best of students, but they're doing some great things. And we want to reach out to them, the broader community, to say, hey, we need you. And so I am committed to helping you, Patrice, Brother Allen, and Sister Sandra on the next I have to rethink my vision. It's not about how many people. As long as we got some faithful servants of God, believing spirits, we can do a lot of great things for the glory of God. And I know that that spirit rings across the corner of your hearts. I'm going to ask, somebody's got some static going on. If you put your phone on mute. But Mike, David Allen, we want to hear from you next. Because you're driving, we want you to be safe. Somebody's moving around with some static. Is that you?
That's me. I just pulled over just to speak briefly, just getting off work. I parked. It's in park now. Thank you again. For those of you who don't know me, I'm David Allen. I've been a part of the High Park Alumni Association as a committee person for about 4 years now, Patrice, 4 or 5 years. And I got a little bit about me. I'm a 10-year military vet. I'm also a 20-year Chicago police officer as of this year. And the reason why I got involved was that High Park, a lot of people don't know, it basically saved me. I was one of the students that Patrice talked about. I didn't have stellar grades. I wasn't playing any sports. And so I kind of felt left behind. But if it wasn't for teachers like Linda Murray, the other Miss Murray, and I mean, some of the names I can't think of, it was so many, even the police officers who were there who had these conversations with me. And they said, don't give up because, you know, there's other options out there, like the trade schools, because college isn't meant for everybody right off the bat. I still don't have my degree, but I'm still successful, you know, but we want to steer kids and motivate them to give them other avenues and reach out to the kids who are not as successful as the ones who have that 3.5. My daughter just graduated from Brooks, and she said her GPA was like a 4.9. That's astonishing. To Eastern EIU, Illinois, in the nursing program. But what about the students who have that 2.1? Like, I graduated like a 2.0 or 2.1, barely made it out of High Park High School, applied for college. They just said no. Took the ACT several times, started off with a 14, finally got up to like an 18 or a 19. That still wasn't good enough to attend school. Didn't have the financial means to go. And someone said, hey, what about the military? Best decision ever. It's not for everybody, but we have to be able, through our experiences, be able to reach some of these kids and tell them, hey, there are other avenues out here to reach the same goal. And your goal is to get a good job and be successful in life. You know, that ultimately, that's what you want to do. Prepare for retirement. Yeah, we're not thinking about that when we're in high school. We're not thinking about where we are now in our lives as far as reflecting. But I want to make sure the reason why I'm here, and like you guys said, is not so much for the partying, because Patrice will tell you, I love my class of 91. She's my classmate. But when we have the picnics and stuff, I'm not so much partying, I'm working, because some of us have to make this happen. And I like the cohesiveness. I like that. But we all have a role to play. So if I'm there, Patrice is there, she's working. You know, we're not there to party, but we also want to bring other alumni members and get them out of the mode of saying, hey, everything is always about a gathering. We got to come down and get to business, so to say. And I guess this is the opportunity because, you know, we're having a historic building being brought to Jackson Park. You know, and like I said, High Park is home for many of us. And if it wasn't for that school, who's to say where we would be at if it wasn't for those teachers at that school? Correct. You know, they care. I mean, my senior year, I had Linda Murray. She stayed on me. You know, I mean, I probably had the best grades ever just in her class. And that's because she made sure I did my work. She said, see, you know, you're capable of doing this. I just didn't have the right. I just didn't listen to all of the prior teachers. And she was able to just talk to me and say, hey, because, you know, if you don't know anything about Linda Murray, she's a psychology teacher. So her degree is in that field. So she actually dug down into me like Charles Xavier. And dug into my brain and said, hey, I am so serious. I love that woman. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
She dug into my brain and said, hey, you can do this. You can do this. You can do this. Whatever's going on, you can be successful. There's a way out there for you. There's a part on this planet. There's a role for you to play here. And I didn't ask to become a cop. I didn't ask to go into the military. God sent those jobs in my direction. Never had any intent on becoming a Chicago police officer, but I will say this. I have been able to reach young people and tell them, hey, I've sent a lot of people into the military. It's not for everybody, but I've had some kids come back. I've worked at Dunbar High School in the capacity of a law enforcement, Carver, Longwood, and I can't remember the other one. But over those years, I've had the opportunity to kind of give back. And so this is just an extension of that, being a member of the Hyde Park Alumni Association, to be able to give back to those kids. And that's where we're at. So I'm excited about this.
I am so grateful to hear not just the story, not the testimony, but the sincerity of your heart.
Yeah.
Passion, because I can relate, because I wasn't a student that excelled. And so this is all about giving opportunities of encouragement. And so what dropped in my spirit is you and Patrice have been talking, and Mike and others. We're going to hear from Pastor Chisholm and Sandra. And if Mike Garner's still with us, I know he's probably on his way to a meeting. But I want to share this ideal that just dropped in my spirit. Maybe the next month in late September, I'm waiting on a confirmation for August 26th, but I can move that individual. But if you all would like to come back in September or late August, and we work to bring more and more of the alumni leaders together.
I think and so.
About how we can pour back into the community of the future and give them hope. That's what you've motivated me to do, Dave and Patrice to and Mike Scott and Marjorie and Sandra and my good friend Pastor St. John Chisholm, because we weren't always pastors and ministers. And we didn't grow up on the silver side of the mountain either. And so we've seen both sides of it. And so I'm led to ask you if you would like to be our guest. You can call me later, Patrice. But Sandra and Alan, I would like you all to get Curtis and get Michael Askew and get all the other presidents, draft it, send it out to them. So when we have this next meeting, if we have current construction on the line, we don't want to have five people. It's bad enough that folks didn't contact you. And that needs to be said, that nobody in this whole project of developing the relationships for what's going on in the Obama Center, as I remember it's being said to me, who's contacted the Hyde Park Career Academy or the local student council, a local parent council, to ask them about what you feel that you want? That wouldn't happen in somebody else's community when it's right across the street. No, I doubt that seriously. And that's not baiting racism. It's just part of the systemic racism of America, that you don't think enough of the people across the street in the school. You have some conversations with the principal. What about the alumni? And what about the local parent association? So let's engraft them and invite them all to come and hear what's being done on this side that is embracing what's already been done by other community leaders. This is not a slap at anybody. This is to encourage the alumni to come together at every class. Do you represent that? If they understood the power that they represent, and I'm asking you all to help us bring them together and do a podcast with you leading us and Michael Gardner and Alan. I want you to be able to speak to those points, because that's what this is all about. This is not about the kids who got it all made, you know, and they blow it because they get to school and they've taken it for granted, some of them. But some of the kids who really go away to school and get an opportunity and they still paying that debt, they do great things. There are people that don't have no degrees that are doing great things. And we want them to hear this message that we need you to come together in September. So when we have this meeting with the Mike's putting together, I want Mike to look back and say, Brother Sears, thank you to the Alumni Association for bringing people together so they can recognize the alumni of Hyde Park, not Anton, not Mike, the Alumni Association, for you have produced, God has produced us and birthed us and to do great things for his glory. And that's why we call this podcast the Tabernacle Fire, because there's fire dying inside. I'm just going to tap into it. Mike tapped into me. David Allen typed in. You just tapped into it. You turned me on like a faucet. Glory to God. Just let me stop. Sandra, come on. Pastor, I'm going to close with Pastor Chisholm. because he's got some years of experience, but and he's a dear friend, and he's on every week with me, supporting and encouraging me. So this is a brother I turn to, him and Pastor Julius. No matter what's going on in my life, I got two men of God. If they ain't got no answer, they'll tell me, I pray with you. If I'm wrong, they'll tell me, you wrong, bro. So we way past, yeah, we glory. We get high with Jesus. Nah, hallelujah. Glory.
Slid that in, huh?
Hey, you got to have no drink. I got something called Jesus right now. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know what? So I'm one of those alumni who did not know anything about the association. You know what I mean? After graduating in 78, you know, whenever I hear about the picnic or the gathering, I'm there. But this year I had the opportunity to learn the purpose of the Alumni Association and my role in it. Didn't realize that I had a role. And so I see that as my function to help my classmates and other classmates understand there's a purpose to being a part of this association. That means a lot to me. And then learning more, you know, learning more about Patrice. Now, it's one thing to know somebody, but then to really learn more about them and what they do. Yes, you know, we go to the same church. I watch her sing. But I'm talking about being the president of the Alumni Association and the role that she plays, you know, even at, and I learned about her being in that role as vice president at first. So now she's president. And then I'm hearing from David, man, that story you just, oh my gosh, that's a mentoring story in itself. That's a story in itself. You know, our young men are kind of lost, and then to hear somebody say, you ain't got to have no 4.0 or no to be successful, that means a lot to a young person. You know, that means a whole lot to them to be able to look at a man and say, you did that without having that, and you, that means a lot to them. So I'm in the right place being a part of this association. It means a lot to me, and I plan on doing my part.
Well, we thank you for sharing that and your interest. And as you said, the opportunities that are prevailing themselves, even as I speak, I'm looking at Jack Golston is doing a seminar. I was trying to find it so I could post it up. I'll do that later. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Jack Golston. He's also doing some great things, and he's in Denver, I think it is. But Patrice, I just want to share this, and this is what I'm talking about, encouraging us and one another. This is just on his Facebook page, and I'm going to blow this up a little bit just so you all can see. This is Jack Golston, and Mike just mentioned him. This young man played football and I think basketball at Hyde Park Creek. I know I coached him, I was with the linemen, but he was part of that team and I had a chance to see him develop and grow. He's doing some great work, equipping leaders designed to improve. We just heard Mike Gardner sharing with us that Jack Golston is going to come in and speak to the kids at Hyde Park Career Academy. He's been doing that for years. And so here he's holding an event in Denver, July 24th. And so I haven't talked to him in the last 2 weeks, but I want to reach out to him, let him know, please send this information so I can share it. And then you can share it via the alumni to let people know, hey, there's so much positive energy that's being released and through the alumni that may not all get related back to alumni, but that's an opportunity for all of us to see how we're being used of God to be a blessing, to encourage. Our young people need us. They need to see that the generations past, regardless of what you've been through, you know, and all of us have been through, you can be where you are today if you ain't been through the rocky time. So we want to encourage everybody to continue to love on God, love on each other, and support one another, and come together to support the alumni for the future of our children, our young adults, going forth in the future, for the, because our community needs you. Everybody's listeners, we need each other like that's never true. Before. And so I just wanted to share that. Now I'm going to turn to Pastor John Chisholm and get his comments and thoughts, and then
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm blessed to be here. Sister Patrice and Alumni Association, I'm blessed to hear what you're doing. As Anton mentioned, I'm here from a different perspective. I guess I can call myself an alumni teacher of Hyde Park. And I'm excited about that because my entire teaching career took a turn for the better being in Hyde Park Career Academy. I met Anton Seals, somebody say the name of that. And, but we did some special training. You guys, alumni, I guess you can relate to this, but we were part of the transition from Hyde Park High School to Hyde Park Career Academy. And that was a major piece. And we were part of that from the very beginning all the way through. And it has a special place in my heart. And that's why I'm here today, because of that, whatever I can do to support you guys as an alumni teacher, you can count on me. And I have one question. I've heard about the relationship with the businesses, but what is your partnership with the Obama Association itself? What are they saying that the association, the Obama buildings, what are they going to do to partner with Hyde Park Career Academy?
I don't know if Mike is on. Mike Gardner, if you're still there, if you can answer that. If not, I'll give it a shot from what I've learned in our discussions. And one of the goals that you may have heard us say, you may have stepped away, but one of the things we talked about wasn't just the scholarships, wasn't just about internships, but also building relationships with the Obama Center operationally as we get into the discussion with Turner Construction and Mike Sutton. And let me pause for a minute. Sister Linda Murray, I worked with her as well as Pastor Chisholm when we were there at Hyde Park Career Academy. So our prayers go out to the Murray family. That was an awesome woman of God. She turned my son, Anton Jr.'s life around because as smart as he was going through some challenges. And so when I think of people like Linda Murray and all the other teachers, Sister Kraft, who passed away a year or so ago, these people that have given so unselfishly, let us remember them as well. I know I get enough back and forth from students that I coached years ago, and that's how this got started, because you guys were encouraging me all these years later, 40 plus years ago, believe it or not, is when I was at Hyde Park, 1975, almost 40 years ago. And so to think back that they called me and say, "Coach, yeah, we met your son." Or my sons are telling me, "Daddy, did you know so-and-so?" I said, "Yeah, I knew them. They were my players, the football players. They were my students." And so as Pastor Chisholm said, to be a part of Hyde Park Career Academy, what I learned from Hyde Park Career Academy propelled me to do all the other things that I've done in all the career paths. The greatest experience I've ever had was teaching and coaching in Hyde Park and being a counselor at Hyde Park Career Academy. It was phenomenal because not just the students, but the staff, Ms. Thacker and the principals, Mr. Beverly, and all the rest of the people, Art Hirons and Coach Griffin, and I mean, you know, Aldrich, who was over the athletic department at that time. It is so many other people that have done so much. Don't forget
Brother Dorsey.
Brother Dorsey, amen. And there was a history teacher, Bilkowski, Wytrowski, and Stan, what was Stan's last name? Well, he volunteered to coach. There's just so many great people that poured into not just the students, but into each other. Amen. And so we want to give that message that you just said. It turned our lives around. So we want Hyde Park to continue to hear from us. And so I'm going to turn it back over to Michael Garner. Are you still there? Can you give us a closing thought?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I just wanted to thank everybody for taking time out of your busy schedule tonight and jumping on this call. And I told Coach Seals a few weeks ago, don't quit before the victory. Don't quit before the victory. And so we are almost there. I'm going to circle back around in a very short period of time and share the top four priorities with the president of the Alumni Association and others. And then we're going to schedule that meeting with Turner Construction and rock and roll from there. And then Michael Strad, we call him Strad because his last name is a mouthful. And so he worked in the Obama White House. He then left after the first term and went to Disney in California. Now he's back and he's running the Obama Foundation. And so we will start out with Turner Construction, pivot over to the Obama Foundation and rock and roll. Thank you.
And we also want to thank, let me thank also brothers. It was two people. I can't remember. I remember Sutton was another brother that's with the Black Men Association that volunteers his time.
Yeah, that's the 100 Black Men president, Carl Tutt.
Carl Tutt, that's the name I was trying to think of.
Yeah,
so we want to make sure that we acknowledge them because they've been in discussion with this committee, a small group of us that and Mike just asked me to help continue. So Mike, what we said, I don't know if you hear this as we close out. I've asked them, and it's Michael, David Allen's testimony and the sincerity of Patrice and Sandra Roberts' son. Is that right, Sandra? Got it right?
You got it right.
And so I want to just say to them that I want to help make sure that we do all we can on this end to bring all the different alumni people together to support Patrice and the Alumni Association for the future of High Park Academy. So when you bring that committee, the people together to talk about what they're going to do, I don't want Turner's Association or Brother Strat to be on the line and they see five people. We want them to know that we're coming together and thanking them and appreciating what they and value what we can now do to support to say thank you to them for their efforts to help. Does that make sense to you all?
Definitely.
So if we could put together a meeting to pull all the people together for that last August 26th, I have an opening. And Sandra, if you're available, Mike, you're available, David, Sandra, Marjorie. And I want us to reach out to all the alumni. I'll help you put the letter together. You don't have no problem writing, Sister Patrice. You don't have no writing problem. You over here and reach to it. You got Marjorie and all the rest of us to help Sandra. If you want some help, just let us know. But I want to personally commit to you to help organize and bring the alumni together to help you move this thing. So when we come together with these people don't have to do this. Mike doesn't have to do this, but this, he's not driven by anything else but what David Allen just said, how the average brother, sister got a chance because they went to High Park, or they went to some high school, there were some teachers that cared. And that's what this is all about, putting back, sowing forward. And so, Mike, thank you for all that you do, the sacrifice. Even right now, you're working. You took the towel, but I know you're going to another meeting. So
definitely,
we thank
you. I'm a new member of the Alumni Association. I mail my check out.
Yeah, Marjorie mentioned that. She called you out. Yeah, so am I. I joined. I got to send some more money, but we're going to take care of that too. But God bless you all. Thank you so much for being on tonight.
Take care, everybody.
You take care of yourself. Stay safe and appreciate you. We'll talk soon. But that's the kind of energy that we wanted you to feel tonight, Patrice, that this is not about a group of people trying to come over and take nothing over. We come to help you. And if this is not enough, I don't know what else we can do to say you got this brother that's in New York that's taking time out to knows he has given $10 billion in monies to minority companies. He's been responsible for helping because he's the over diversity and inclusion in the metropolitan transportation system. And he's helped minority and women get that kind of money. And so we have that kind of alumni. And I believe as I listen tonight, there's so many more great people that want to give. We just need to ask them. I had a miracle. It may not be a miracle to nobody else, but it was a miracle to me. I asked some people about something And they said, Brother Seals, of course we'll do that for you. I was like, will you? Really? And that and reminded me what the Holy Ghost said. You have not because you ask not. It's not enough to believe if you don't put it to work. Faith Amen. Requires action. Faith without works is dead. And part of that is not being ashamed to ask for help. And so we're asking the alumni associations, every class, to be represented on that call. If you can do it September, August 26th, as I have an opening for August. So I'll reschedule the other person because they haven't confirmed. And so if it's okay with you, check your schedule right now because I don't want to let you go.
It's hard
to reach you.
No, that should be good. That should be good.
But let us confirm it, and then we'll send out something to encourage the listening audience that you, and I want you and Mike to be the special guests, and we'll put both of your pictures up, and maybe Brother Allen.
Oh, you know what? Roger. Yeah, let's talk about that day, because that's our normal association meeting.
That might be a good way to get all them on.
It's possible, yeah.
That's your call. That's
okay, yeah, we'll talk and get it situated.
I just want you to know that yeah. from this conversation, it turned the thermometer up.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. we received
that too.
Yeah. Right. Amen. You received it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not. See, there's two different things about the thermometer. Either you set the temperature or you just feel the heat. Or you feel the cold, it right. just registers. I'd rather be the person that can adjust and make the thermostat have to adjust. I want us to set the atmosphere wherever we go that you can change by the power of believing. That little seed, the mustard seed, is not a mustard seed. It is the word of God that he says, just a little bit of me, a little bit of faith. Oh, can you believe just a little bit of me? So when you're teaching this, and preaching this and living this every day. You don't have to be no pastor, teacher. This is the Spirit of God that says, ask people to support Hyde Park Career Academy. I'm a graduate of Hirsch High School. Support Hyde Park and Hirsch High School alumni. Support them and bring all these wonderful minds together for the glory of God to bless the future. That's what's missing in our community. That's what's missing. And I don't mean no offense, Sister Marjorie, I want to say this to you because you have given your heart to this. And I'm asking you to help us reach out to all the older alumni to be on board just so we can say thank you to them, Patrice, because they kept this alive when no one else was willing to do it. And you stepped in and you bring us fresh spirit. And it's so Marjorie's aunt prayer has been answered because you're at the helm now. And I just feel that. And so I want to encourage you all, Sandra, to continue staying on me, staying on each other. David, if you send me your number so I can reach out personally, because brother, you did something to me that like hearing myself talk to students when I used to coach and working with coach, Pastor St. John, John Chisholm, who was the director of the coordinator of the transition program and had a chance to work with him under that. And so watch that work of how it helped children and young people to become successful. So we want you to know, Sister Patrice, that's all we want to do. And our names don't have to be mentioned. We just want you to know that we're helping the future. Because if we give our hearts for kingdom building, sky's the limit. If we get our hearts to bringing people together for the glory of God to help our community, you ain't never seen nothing like it. We had 16 hours of prayer, Alan. 16 hours, the Lord told me to call all these different, I said, I don't want to do this. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I wrote every name down to the people I prayed with. There were 15 other groups in addition to the AJS ministry. And we prayed for 16 and a half hours, each group. I don't even know all the people that prayed. Pastor Chisholm had representatives, other than his sister. My prayers are with the Chisholm family who lost a cousin, a niece, loving daughter that was lost suddenly. I think it was yesterday, Pastor Chisholm. So we want to lift up the Chisholm family and the Dade family, Charmaine Dade's family as well. But this is what this podcast is all about. This is the church without walls. This is a ministry without walls. And we're not a church. This is ministry. And the believers that can come together with all the different experiences fitly joined together. Let us demonstrate it. Let us demonstrate it. If I have nothing else to give, but all I give to help bring people together for the rest of my life, giving God the glory, I'm trusting Patrista and Pastor Chisholm and David and Sandra and Sister Marjorie. I'm praying, believing God, that we'll see miracles. Like Mike Gardner says, Seals, don't let it go. I know you get frustrated because folks don't want to participate. But I've experienced that all my life. It's just at 70, I just thought I was through with all that. Not so. Devil, you're a liar.
Not so we done got, with you yet.
We ain't done yet. So I just I know how busy you are. So let's set some time and plan how we can reach more and more of the alumni, because they're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on Twitter. And they're on Instagram. And I'm glad that you go and y'all can party and do all that. But we need you. We need you. And our children need to hear you. They need to hear these stories that have been told today. Amen. I need them DJs to come on and talk about how they made it over, making some money, hustling, professionally, doing their best, but giving God the glory. Because a lot of Michael, what's his name? Michael House, DJ, to the utmost, two square, whatever you call it, successful. But he's a graduate, I think, of High Park. Great young men and women. Let's tap into it. Amen. Closing thoughts, Patrice?
I just want to say thank you for having me. Thank you for everything that you've been doing. You've been pushing and just keep pushing, because I know a lot of times you text me, I'm like, okay, let me call you in a little bit. But I think just having that encouragement and having that push and that support means the world, you know? And so I just want to let you know that. I want to thank you for that. And thank everybody just for supporting. You know, as Ms. Sandra mentioned, a lot of people didn't know that the Alumni Association existed or what their role would be, you know, and the role is just simply support and getting the word out and getting other alumni, you know, your classmates and so forth, aware of what's happening with the school and what's happening with the students and so forth. So I thank everyone for their ongoing support. You know, like Michael Gardner said, we were just at the beginning. But we're making some headway and a lot of things coming along the horizon, and we're ready. We're ready for it. So just want to reiterate the fundraising that we're having on August the 14th. One moment. Okay, I'm sorry. I have a game
on. I'm going to try to pull that back up for you.
Okay. Yeah, so we're having a fundraiser on, there it is. Yep.
Is it? You see it?
Yep, we can see it. Thank you. Okay. August the 14th, that's a Saturday, from 3 to 7:30. And there will be DJ streaming from the Family Den, which is 8942 Stony Island. It is a virtual event, but you are welcome to go to the Family Den if you like. We will have the host, DJ Reverb, who is class of 80. And special guest hosts will be Ramonski Love, class of 80 as well. He'll just be popping in and out. DJ Dark Knight is class of 81, and DJ Kenny Ray, class of 80. And so if you want to give to the Alumni Association for our scholarship fund, you can cash app us at HP Alumni. It's $HP Alumni. And Zelle, HPHSAA, at yahoo.com. So this event is August the 14th. We have $20 donations suggested, but you can give more, you can give less. Whatever the spirit move, however the spirit moves you to give, we just ask that you give. And just a reminder that we are 501(c) certified, and so we are a tax-deductible organization. And just if you look at go to our Facebook page on HP Alumni, High Park Alumni Chicago, and you can see this flyer and see our contact person information, which is Catherine Gillard. Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you for just giving us that push that we need. We really appreciate you, Elder Seals, and the work that you've done and continue to do. So thank you for having me, and you know, and everyone be blessed tonight.
Amen.
Thank you
so much, you everybody. We praise God. We're looking forward to greater greats and believing. I'm going to reach out to Michael later this week and But once we get, I want to get make sure that the date is fine with you, Patrice, Sister Patrice, that that we can be on the same page, make it happen, that fits your schedule. I know how busy you are. I know how busy I am. I went from not being busy to the ministry work is picking up more and more. So I'm grateful. As I close out, I want to give praise and honor to God for this podcast. And every week, I'm learning more and more about just letting go and let the guests speak and share, and God will speak, and he's speaking through each one of you today. And so we're excited about the future of this podcast. Also to know, let you know that Elder Seals and Jennifer Seals, AJS Ministry, we're the host of this. And on Monday, excuse me, Tuesdays at 2 o'clock, we'll be doing our 17th week of the book on Smith Wigglesworth on faith. 17th week, and this is part two. So it's actually the 18th. We have 3 more weeks after that. And September, beginning September 14th, for those of you that are interested in studying about prayer and the power of prayer in your personal intimacy and your relationship of doing the work of God in prayer, we're going to be teaching another 12-week series starting September 14th on the God Chaser. Pastor Chisholm, I'm praying and asking, I'm going to be reaching out to you as well. I want to bring a coalition or a group of pastors together to teach on the stewards of the kingdom about giving back to God. Stewards giving the tithes and offerings, but understanding who we are in relationship to God. And that's so that you know, I wrote the book on it's 125 pages plus all the other stuff I've written since then. We want to share that with pastors. It's and let me say this to the listening audience. It's one thing to talk about giving tithes and offerings, but this teaching is going to help you to discover who you are in your relationship with God. Because you can't give until you really know whose you are in God. So you want to be like a deer that panted after the water. Deer smell the water. They smell it. They go after it. I want you to go after Jesus. I want us to go after God. I want us to go after discovering, open up the power that God places in us to do greater grace for the kingdom of the glory of God. That's the rest of my life. That's all I want to do is teach, preach, and pray for the glory of God. Bring people together. I've always been good at bringing people together. So at 70 years old, and don't look like it, I ain't going to say I don't feel like it. David Allen, you just don't know. Just keep some oil and some CBD oil with you. By that time, it'll be way legal.
I know, I feel it too. I just hope I can look as good as you when I turn 70 in 20 years.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me just say this in all seriousness. I love God. And I'm electrical. My wife said, you have a hard time closing. I do. I do because I love what I do. I love, I'm scripted to be with you, Patrice. Thank you because I know how, I remember one day I called you. You were so busy, I could hear that something was rattling and you were counting stuff. And I'm like, my God, what is she doing? And she's doing inventory for the company. But she's talking to me about the Alumni Association. So we thank you and pray God that we'll come back together. Sister Marjorie, I can reach out to you. I could use your help and your direction, your leadership, and your voice needs to be heard. We're still here, so we have a purpose. And let us help Patrice. And I know that's always been your desire, Sister Johnson, to give back.
Oh, yes. I'm going to constantly be there to be able
So we'd like to have your picture on the flyer as one of the guests so we can draw more seniors to be a part of this in the next meeting to encourage people to come together, that this is not age limited. God don't know no age. He just says stay on the battlefield till he call us home. Amen. So pray about it, Sister Marjorie Johnson. But we need you. We need you.
I will contact our we call our nifty 50s seniors, because it's not a lot of us, so we've kind of grouped the 1950s all in one. Like I'm 57, we've got 56, 59, our graduating years. So the nifty 50s, I will be encouraging them to be a part of the broadcast next time.
We would like you to lead that for us and be one of our special guests, if you don't mind, that you could speak to that generation. I'll talk to you before then. God bless everybody. I thank you to all the listening audience that's on Facebook. If you got something out of this, write to Patrice. God bless you, St. John Chisholm. For those of you that are listening, write us at AJS Ministry, prayerline@gmail.com. There's a phone number there. You can reach Patrice. I put the email information up. I may need to go back and change that email address in the document we sent out on Facebook so that people can get to you. But God bless you in the peace of God. If you have a phone number, also send that. I'll post that up too. You will get an email from me with a podcast on the blog page. So you can send it out. We'll have the link of this recording. You should have it late tonight or first thing in the morning for all of you. If you have your emails, you can send it out to everybody. David, send me your email information. If you don't mind, I'd like to reach out to you. Peace of God. Be with everybody. Take care. Until we meet again, Father, bless them. Until we meet again, we thank you for every second of the day because it's for your glory that you've allowed us to breathe. It's not the alarm clock. It's the Spirit of the living God that quickens us to come and wake up in the morning to be about our Father's business. So I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the chosen begging bread. And I've been in a place where I've been hungry, but I've never been forsaken. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage because he strengthens our heart. And here's your protection all around you, David, wherever you go. The angels of God continue to cover you and your family. Congratulations on your daughter and her scholarship. I heard you, 4.9. That means she's taking some extra classes and some college level classes. So praise God. See what God did because of your faithfulness. Let me go. I start preaching. Bless you. Thanks, Sandra, for always staying on me. Thank you.
God bless everybody. Bless everybody. Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're quite welcome, Patrice. Glad to have you anytime.
All right, thank you.
All right, goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.